girls feel best in the tiny dresses. Some girls, nothing but sweatpants, looking like a princess. Some girls kiss new lips every single night. They're staying out late cause they just celebrating life. You know some days you feel so good in your own skin, but it's okay.
欢迎大家又来收听潘吉电影告诉你 It's me, Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny. 今天我们要讲讲
Sneezes?
打喷嚏、打哈气、打嗝，就各种各样。
Okay, so we're talking about different like bodily functions today.
你说是身体功能、机能。I guess you could, yeah, there are our bodily functions.
I mean, this is something we all have in common with each other.
对，或者bodily noises.
Yeah, bodily noises, yeah.
其实都是我们身体一些可能不适的反应啊。
嗯嗯嗯。
对，因为做那么久的节目，然后前两天我小儿子，我不知道他是不消化还是什么，他一天到晚那个打噎，然后他就跟我说、Mommy, I got the hip hops, I got the hip hops. 后来我说什么 hip hop, 你已经会吸了。后来我发现哦、hiccups, he meant 他打噎。然后我一想说诶，这个话题我们正好还没讲过，所以今天呢、我们的节目就告诉大家啊，各种各样的这种 bodily reactions.
Yeah, bodily reactions. I think this sounds a little better than bodily functions.
身体反应英语怎么说。好，那如果你想进一步学习我们今天所教你的内容呢，可以到我们的微信公众号来看文字推送、我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的
言。
好，那就先说那个打喷嚏吧。
Okay, so it's like sneeze.
Sneeze. 啊，对 sneeze. S-N-E-E-Z-E.
Yes, sneeze.
To sneeze. 我觉得中文可以说中文吗？就是我们中国人打喷嚏会觉得是阿嚏那个嚏的 sound。但你有没有发现，就美国如果把打喷嚏写出来是 chew，
阿嚏，
这个不同的语言也有区别。
And then you have, and then you have the other people that are like,
谁会？Maybe once you get old,
you'll be surprised. Different people have different types of sneezes.
啊，对，那讲到 sneezing， 那我们就必须说，在外国很多时候，一个人 after someone sneezes， maybe other people would say
bless you,
or bless you， 那不同的发音。
Bless，
就是祝福你啊，
yeah, 祝福你，
比较像我们中文的说，哎，一百岁、两百岁。Bless 就是神祝福你嘛，因为以前打喷嚏就是说可能是感染了流感什么，
yeah.
然后很多人因此就死掉
了。I heard it's because of the 黑死。
对对对。
Yeah, some people, yeah, the Black Death, the plague,
yeah,
the Black Plague.
瘟疫以前。
Yeah, because of that, they're like, oh no, he's sick. And they're like, oh, God bless you.
对，就像
hope you don't die.
对，就觉得 bless you 就很像我们中文打一个喷嚏，我们说一百岁，打两个两百岁，就是差不多一样的那种寓意。对。
Okay.
好，那打喷嚏，那我们再说说咳嗽好了。
Okay. Coughing?
对，这个 coughing 这个词，其实我就记得我小学还学过 coughing， 咳嗽，但不知道为什么小学好像没有学过打喷嚏 sneeze
啊、I don't know，
因为看不起 sneeze 吧。那接下来我们再讲，what about 打哈气？
哦、oh, ，so like a yawn，
yawn 是吧？哎，我不知道是不是这个 yawning 打哈气啊 ，y a w n， is infectious 会传染的。
Oh yeah, totally。
是吧？就一个人打哈气以后，经常哎，其他人也打了，然后这个时候你就可以说。Copy yawner.
I like to think that this is some weird evolutionary thing that goes back to when we were monkeys.
就是其实可能是 subconscious， 你的潜意识。
潜意识的。
对对对，因为经常我老公打一个哈气以后，我也不由自主打哈气，然后他就经常会跟我说：“哦 ，copy yawner， 你学我的，干嘛学我打哈气？”好，那打完哈气再说说打嗝吧。
It's like burping.
Burping.
Belching.
哦，还有一个词叫 belching.
Yeah, belch.
怎么拼啊？
B-E-L-C-H.
啊，那刚刚那个 burping 好像用的更多一点 burp.
Yeah.
B-U-R-P.
Yeah.
对吧？
Burp.
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 就说完了打嗝，再说到就是我儿子讲错，他讲 hip hop 的那个就是打噎。
Hiccups.
Hiccups. Yeah, 英语可以，哎，我打噎了 ，I've got the hiccups.
Yeah, I've got the hiccups.
就是 HICCUPS.
What's the longest you've ever had the hiccups?
Cereal, like nonstop.
Yeah.
几十个 A few dozens, maybe.
Well, I mean, like, how long of time? I once had them, like, all afternoon one time. Like, I had them for, like, a couple hours.
对对对我也是
And I got worried.
然后你又很
Make it stop.
这个我们中国说你要If someone, like, tries to scare you,it might, cure it.
你们也是这么说的吗？
对啊。
Oh, yeah, we also
say, 你们也是吗？
这是一种治疗方法。
对, 对这。
Yeah, yeah, 一种 hiccups 的治疗方法。
或者
炸。
对,
吓死他们。
Drink warm water.
Oh, I have one to gargle, 有气泡的。比如说什么苏打水 like soda water, if you gargle it in your throat.
什么叫 gargle?
You know when you go to the dentist and they tell you to like clean your throat out?
放在喉咙里面然后弄气泡。
对对弄气泡。
会治好。
Yeah, I think it's 很有用的。Yeah, 就是治疗方法是。
大家下次可以试试看 Spencer 的偏方。
Yeah, so like, you could, like if you get the hiccups, you could like, 拿着什么可口可乐或者雪碧或者苏打水 like something, you know, 气泡的 and then like put it in your throat and gargle it.
你这个特别 counterintuitive, 你这个真的是逆向思维因为我们觉得打噎就是你肚子里有很多气你不能再弄不喝有气的东西、啊。
But you don't drink it, you gargle it and then you can spit it out. And usually it, I learned this when I was a kid.
是吗
Yeah, I don't know.
以毒攻毒我们试试看。
Yeah, 以毒攻毒。Yeah.
好那讲了这么多不同的身体反应啊我觉得现在天很热嘛所以如果你在外面走太多时间啊什么的、可能有就是 you're in danger of 中暑
yeah 中暑 so heat stroke
所以中暑了就可以说 someone had or has a heat stroke
yeah he had a heat stroke he suffered from a heat stroke
对 heat 就是热、这 stroke 也可以说一下因为另外一种就是很严重的这个 medical condition
对中风
中风 stroke
对,
对吧
yeah、
好那接下来看一些可能就没有那么严重比较轻微的比如抽筋
like a cramp
哎，对因为我前两天在那个健身房就脚突然一下抽筋特别厉害
哦，是吗
对所以抽筋就叫 cramp
yeah,
是吧
the cramp so 你要好好拉伸吧
对就是没有足够的拉伸拉伸、
stretch、
cramp C-R-A-M-P 我觉得这个词可以用的场景也特别多因为比如你运动的时候像我 I didn't stretch enough 没有好好拉伸、就so I got the 可以说 I got the cramps
yeah
or
well I
我脚抽筋
you'd say I got a cramp in my foot
I got a cramp in my foot
yeah but,
脚抽筋
but if you want to say like I have the cramps this is usually like I don't know like 女生她的月经来的时候、like,
你不要这么直接
就是我 OK 大姨妈来的时候、
对因为我刚刚说
the cramps
对因为 cramps 这词很常用就是说你肚子比如有的时候说、我们说哎呦讲个好好笑笑话笑到抽筋 就是I've got stomach cramps, 对吧
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not, the cramps, it sounds like you have more than one cramp. You know what I mean? So it sounds like a bigger problem.
就连续的这种 cramps,
yeah,
很多的抽筋痉挛啊
yeah,
什么的。
Yeah, you can say, oh, my stomach is cramping. I have stomach cramps.
哦、可以当动词用、
啊、
my stomach, 可以说 my foot is cramping 吗
Yeah, it's cramping,
OK. 诶那比如落枕你知道我们
Well, like when you sleep wrong and you have a pain in the neck?
对对对可能 your pillow is too high or
Neck cramp?
就叫 neck cramp.
Yeah, say neck cramp. I don't think we have another term for that pain in the neck, really.
A pain in the neck. 这个也是一个比喻，可以说一个人很麻烦。
Yeah, 很麻烦的一个人，
neck,
yeah,
对吧
？Yeah, or doing something like 某件事情也可能是很麻
烦的。麻
烦的，
那除了就抽筋，除了 cramp， 是不是也可以说 I pulled a muscle？
Well, that's更严重啊 it's more serious、
就是肌肉拉伤那个是
yeah, 拉伤了
那还有什么 I twisted 就扭伤是吧、
yeah 扭伤 yeah to like twist an ankle
对 twisted my ankle
you usually twist some sort of like a 关节 like a joint
joints 对对对、I twisted my ankle 就是脚踝扭伤了或者 even I twisted my neck.
Oof.
颈部对吧？这个都很严重了，当然啊。好，那
I once pulled a muscle in my neck. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
因为像你 you work out, so you know.
This is before I worked out. This is when I was in high school. I just like I used to have this habit of cracking my neck.
Oh my gosh.
And one time I pulled it too far, and my neck got. My head was stuck to the right for like 4 days.
Oh, 好危险哦，是吧？这真的是。
Yeah, super painful.
对，真的要小心啊。好，那我们最后再来看一些，前两天这是我老公，他跟我说他反胃酸。
Acid reflux disease.
对，然后。
Lovely.
我之前不知道这个东西怎么说，然后他跟我讲了以后，我还学到了一个新的英文词儿。
Yeah.
Acid reflux.
Yeah, acid reflux, and it can cause talking about burping and belching.
对对对
，it can cause like these really kind of.
天哪，今天节目好像有点 unpleasant， 但没办法，这个都是日常生活中的一部分嘛。所以 acid 就是酸嘛
yeah,
一个 kind of food that's very acid or acidic,、right? Reflux 就是这样。反流着
yeah, 反流着 like it wants to come up kind of, I guess.
对，后来因为我学到这个词儿以后，我们就上网看什么药啊什么比较好，我又学到另外一个是差不多叫 heartburn 是吧？好像国外有很多的药，它上面就会写说 it cures like acid reflux and heartburn 是同样一种药。
I don't know. I think heartburn, I guess, is it's a similar condition, but maybe it's more in your more in your chest than in your stomach.
Chest pain, yeah, 对吧
yeah.
Heart burn, heart 就是心、心脏，然后 burn 就是那个燃烧、burning、
sure.
可能这就是什么胸闷，我觉得英语对吧，胸闷你们会说 heart burn,
yeah, it feels,
心悸
yeah, it feels like it's burning.
对对对、好，那我们是希望大家都
应该吃点去火的东西对吧，
对，我也有给他，就是中西
什么苦瓜、还是
王老吉，我真的给他买了王老吉。好，那我们是希望大家平时都是健健康康好身体啊，然后呢但也学一些这种平时会用到的英语说法。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，还有什么这个英语的小病症啊，这个小各种各样的症状我们没有说，你想知道大家都可以到留言里面来问我们。
Hey Jenny, there's one bodily reaction we didn't talk about.
什么？放屁吗
？Yeah, come on.
哦，对，这个也要
大家都会放屁啊，
这是很自然的。
Farts, farting,
F-A-R-T. 这如果你不想这么直接的把 fart 放屁这个词说出来，有点可以说，就 feeling gassy.
Yeah, gas. Yeah, gas.
就 gas.
Oh, I've got gas. Really.Got a lot of gas here. You don't want to be standing around me. Someone open a window. Jeez. Got gas.
Gas 就是气体嘛，煤气。
Yes.
好了，不讲了。那我们今天的节目就到这儿。对，我们看英语会员课程，因为也经常有朋友会问我们说在国外什么看病啊买药啊我们这一系列的内容都有。对，所以如果你想更深入的去学习不同的英语不同的主题的内容呢，大家都可以看一下我们的会员课程，我们每天都有更新，然后就是不断的为你做出在你生活中有用有趣能够继续激励你学习英语的好内容。
Yeah, that's right, guys. So if you want to learn English on a deeper level, you know, become a subscribed user. It's just 629, 对吧？
对，
超值。
没错，一年只要629，然后做这么多年的节目会员课程，看到我们的这个开源会员群体，慢慢的扩大到现在，我们有2万多付费的会员，我们也是觉得真的很快乐。所以感谢大家的支持。And we hope you've enjoyed today's show. And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.